WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House is now taking up the rescissions package that will, if passed, claw back $9 billion in funding for public broadcasting and foreign aid. Several Republicans voiced concerns over the package, but voted in favor of it anyway. The president still dismissing concerns over his administration's findings in the Jeffrey Epstein case. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
The president is pushing back, criticizing the people that are criticizing the administration for how they're handling this. And he certainly did not want to engage on this yesterday. And he said, no, it wasn't the attorney general, that he believes and knows that this is a hoax. But he did not want to go any further than that and was shutting down questions on this.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is touring Alcatraz today. The president says he wants to reopen it as a prison. She resurfaced as a viral artist on TikTok only a few months ago with this song.
Pretty little
Connie
baby.
Francis has died. She was 87. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that barred unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. The 65th annual Lumberjack World Championships event officially gets underway today in Hayward. The yearly event will see over 100 competitors from across 16 states and 7 countries participate in events like log rolling and speed pole climbing. Organizers say the field this year features a fairly even split of men and women, making it the largest number of women competitors they've seen in the event. In addition to the official competition events, there will be food trucks, local vendors, live music, and the annual Lumberjack Run 5K on Saturday. The Washburn County Zoning Committee will allow a teen to reopen his roadside bait shop near Spooner Lake following a special meeting. The roadside bait shop had initially been shut down after the zoning department determined that it was not permitted under current regulations. The decision led to significant pushback from community members who applauded the teen for his entrepreneurial spirit and initiative. The zoning committee voted not to pursue enforcement action and evaluate the relevance of the state's lemonade stand law for the bait shop. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rasheed Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A-game.
That's Packers left tackle Rasheed Walker with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with a fall feel today and high temperatures only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow we'll have the same thing to start, but chances of showers and storms by late afternoon. Some rain could linger early Saturday and we warm things up for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the Thursday to you. We have a lot to talk about today. The manhood trap from Epstein's Island to Musk's baby farm, how the right redefines masculinity as control. I want to get into what I think is kind of the subtext to this whole Epstein thing. Also, you know, basically kind of a news summary here. Can you call Epstein this whole thing a hoax? You know, Trump is trying to. Isn't it always the cover-up that nails you? Wasn't that the lesson of Watergate? Also, public broadcasting cuts were passed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and DeSantis diverted hurricane response funds for alligator Alcatraz. What could possibly go wrong? Today, by the way, is Good Trouble Lives On Day. 1,600 protests across the United States are planned for today, or happening as we speak. I realize it's noon on the East Coast. And this is, the, you know, the Good Trouble Lives On National Day of Action. This is based on John Lewis, you know, his phrase, get into good trouble, or let's make some good trouble. And he said, find a way to get in the way, back in 2020, on the anniversary of the March in Selma. He said, get in good trouble, necessary trouble, and help redeem the soul of America. What has me scratching my head is why there's been no publicity about this. I haven't, you know, when I do show prep in the morning, you know, we pop around the various networks, and I haven't seen a single mention of it in any on CNN, MSNBC. You know, of course, Fox wouldn't talk about it, but not a single mention. I don't understand why, and maybe you have some insight into that. You can give me a shout, and we can talk about it. In the second hour of our program, our one guest today, Phil Itner, is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also in the second hour, I told you rich people love recessions and stock market crashes. Here's the proof, an amazing story in today's Financial Times. And a crazy alert, who's Fox News more afraid of, Trump or MAGA? They're kind of conflicted, it turns out. In the third hour of our program, you'll be shocked by the cases that have been dropped by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau under Trump. Or should I rephrase, you should be shocked. And Republicans just destroyed NOAA, you know, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's ability to predict flash floods. Oh, isn't that sweet? Why are they trying to destroy America? Is it just to pay for tax cuts, or is there something more nefarious afoot? So, you know, that's sort of my agenda for today. My opening rant, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled The Manhood Trap, From Epstein's Island to Musk's Baby Farm. How the right redefined masculinity as control. And, you know, what got me going on this was James Carville last week saying that Democrats need to do more to reach out to young men. And, you know, he was like, you know, why don't we talk about football more and beer and stuff like that? And, I'm sorry, but I think this is just a BS dead-end strategy that risks ratifying the worst elements of what, in my opinion, right now in America and frankly around the world, We're experiencing it as a crisis of masculinity that's corroding our politics, it's poisoning our culture and our young people, and it's endangering our democracy, and it's coming from the top down. I mean, here you got Donald Trump, an adjudicated rapist, according to the judge in his case. A New York jury found him liable for sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll. Then he starts, you know, pardoning people who are accused of these kinds of crimes. Epstein wasn't an outlier. Epstein was a prototype. He was a predator who operated in plain sight. He was protected by the powerful, and he was normalized by the elite. I mean, his crimes weren't hidden. They were ignored, they were downplayed, and they were rationalized. And this shows how deeply entrenched rape culture is, not just in the fringes of politics, but at its very core. And this, I think, is one of the reasons why people are so flipped out about this. You know, Trump has pardoned a bunch of criminals on this thing. He brought back the Tate brothers from Romania, and now he's cutting a deal to build a billion-dollar property in Romania. I mean, he is cashing in on the presidency in ways that have never happened before in the history of America. And we're seeing this all over the place. I mean, rape culture isn't just at the top. It's everywhere, especially in the digital spaces that young men inhabit. Pornography has become basically the sex education that young boys are turning to, because any 10-year-old with a smartphone has access to just violent, misogynistic content that normalizes coercion and degradation. And it's not just a parental issue. This is a cultural emergency. You know, this content is changing how an entire generation understands the relationships between sex, power, and consent. And Trump's best friend, Jeffrey Epstein, was an avatar of that twisted worldview. I mean, they were reportedly best buddies for a year, or for years, excuse me. Epstein said it was a decade, that for 10 years he was Donald Trump's best friend. And they partied together, they traveled on his jet. You know, I mean, this is just wild stuff. And now you've got Elon Musk. You know, he's got, what, 14 children by four different women, and talking about an underpopulation crisis. He's basically using women like, you know, toaster ovens for babies. And then you've got the trad wife movement, you know, the traditional wife movement that is being pushed so hard on the right. You know, along with the browning of America causing this great replacement theory freak out. You know, Trump saying, yeah, if Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America? Right. To telling Esquire magazine, this is a quote from Donald Trump. He said, you know, it really doesn't matter what the media write as long as you got a young and beautiful piece of ass, end quote. I mean, this kind of stuff. J.D. Vance saying that women should stay with their husbands even if they're abused, and that America should return to a time when you could raise a family on a single middle-class job. And that wasn't about economics that he was talking about. It was about putting women back in the bedroom and the kitchen. I mean, that's, you know, let's be clear about this. These guys, they're like, oh, let's go back to the 1950s. Let's go back to the 1960s. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we did that? I think, you know, along with the fetal personhood movement, which is just crazy. But what they're forgetting is that employers could refuse to hire women because of their gender as recently as 1964. Home sellers and real estate agents could refuse to sell a home to a woman up until 1974. It wasn't until 1988 that the law said landlords could no longer refuse to rent to women. Spousal rape was not criminalized until 1993. When Louise and I got married in 1972, she couldn't get a credit card or sign a mortgage without my signature or that of her older brother or her father. I mean, you know, she couldn't serve on a jury when we were married. Because she couldn't get a no-fault divorce. She couldn't enroll in an Ivy League college. And if she'd had an unwanted pregnancy, she would have been out of luck. I mean, in 20 states now, Republicans have succeeded in removing from women one of the most important options that lets them stay in the workplace, right? Access to abortion if you have an accidental or unwanted pregnancy. And now they're going after birth control, and they're talking about bringing back the Comstock Act. I mean, they're even working hard on ending no-fault divorce. J.D. Vance pushing this idea. And they're completely ignoring the reality that when no-fault divorce laws were passed, we saw a 16% decrease in female suicide in the United States, a 30% decrease in intimate partner violence, and a 10% drop in the number of women murdered by their husbands because of no-fault divorce. And Republicans now want to do away with that. They're trying to do away with equal pay for equal work laws that have to do with women, calling it DEI. The principal recipients of DEI, the principal beneficiaries of DEI, are white women. But, you know, Republicans, they don't want their white women out there working. They want them, you know, in the kitchen and the bedroom. That's it. So what do we do? I think we need to redefine masculinity. Make it strength defined by compassion, power defined by surface, leadership defined by respect. And there are examples out there. Look at John Tester. Here's a Montana farmer, a Marine veteran, fights for working families without preening bravado. Look at Joe Biden. You know, comforting, grieving mothers. He brought moral clarity and empathy where so many others had failed. Look at the single fathers, the teachers, the firefighters, the nurses, the community organizers, men who show up because they care, not to conquer. True masculinity uplifts. And this is what we need to be doing. I mean, let Republicans hang on to Trump, Musk, and Tate as their sick, twisted role models. Democrats should amplify the real men. The compassionate, the just, the fierce protectors of freedom and equality, and reject the calls from these Democratic consultants saying, oh, we need to pander to these bizarre young men. No, thank you. We need to teach them, but not pander to them. What say you? I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We'll do a quick scan of the news and pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites, of course, are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off everything in your order. At cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
He sits on a throne of splinters and lies, gold on the surface but rot underneath, preaching power while hiding his cries, selling boys poison, calling it belief. Glory wrapped in grievance, strength forged in fear. You call this manhood, it's control dressed as tears.
This is the manhood trap.
Scroll and obey the prophets of rage. Tate's in your ear, Trump's on the stage. Tradwives cry behind perfect frames while blood runs red and rose erase name. You want her barefoot, broken and bound while the crowd chants, take our country back. But we see through the smoke and the sound. This isn't pride, it's a panic attack. This is the manhood trap.
Welcome back. It's a hoax. Donald Trump is continuing to flail over the Epstein files or whatever it is. He says, it's a hoax. It's a hoax. This is in the Oval Office yesterday. And then, last night, it was started by the Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. Some stupid Republicans, some foolish Republicans have fallen into the net. And so they try to do the Democrats' work. Yeah. Alex Jones called it beyond effed up. Tucker Carlson says, the fact that the U.S. government, the one I voted for, refused to take my question seriously and instead said, case closed, shut up, conspiracy theorist, was too much for me. Yes, Tucker Carlson, always the voice of reason. They're stupid people, Trump said. All it is the Republicans, certain Republicans, got duped by the Democrats and they're following a Democrat playbook. Yeah. Meanwhile, Emil Bovey, the apparently corrupt lawyer. I mean, you know, some of the charges against him that he concealed information as a prosecutor. He concealed information from a jury, exculpatory information, information that would have, you know, led to the dismissal of charges against a person who was charged with a crime. The Senate Judiciary Committee under Chuck Grassley today just voted to advance him to the full Senate for confirmation. The word is that Clarence Thomas wants to retire, and Emil Bovey is the guy that Trump wants to replace him. I mean, this is wild stuff. If you have a Republican senator, you might want to call them and raise some hell about this. Back to Epstein, Maureen Comey, the daughter of James and the prosecutor of Jeffrey Epstein, just got fired. Gee, what a surprise. She charged Epstein in 2019 with sex trafficking of minors. I mean, you know, and Ghislaine Maxwell as well. And now Trump is talking about, apparently, according to insiders, talking about pardoning Ghislaine, or at least they're putting the news out there, which is presumably being done to make her shut up. You know, hey, Ghislaine, just keep your mouth shut. You know, let this blow over, and I'll pardon you when things quiet down. Just chill out. And yeah. By the way, the decision to fire Maureen Comey did not come from her immediate supervisor, Jay Clayton. The office's interim U.S. attorney. In fact, they cited Article 2 of the Constitution as the rationale. Article 2 is the part about the president or the presidency. Meanwhile, we've got, oh my God, Laura Loomer and Steve Bannon yesterday saying that it's time to have military tribunals and firing squads for people who don't like Donald Trump. Honest to God, they said Robert Mueller, John Brennan, former CIA director, Robert Mueller, former special counsel, James Comey, former FBI director. Loomer says, we need to start having conversations about military tribunals and charging people for treason with the appropriate punishment for treason, which, of course, is death. And Bannon says, there's no doubt. I think we need to have a formal process here to adjudicate. Yeah. And in the middle of the night last night, the Republicans in the Senate, this is a 51-48 vote. All the Democrats opposed the bill, along with two Republicans. But, you know, J.D. Vance broke the tie. Or actually, they didn't need J.D. on this one. To kill the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and NPR. Now, this is not going to kill them, but you're going to hear some serious fundraising coming out of these organizations. Amazing. I got to tell you what's going on with Alligator Auschwitz, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-71.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing some helpful tips to keep residents safe when sharing the road with larger vehicles. In a social media post, the State Patrol advised residents to avoid driving in the blind spots of trucks and buses. The post includes sight lines from the larger vehicles that show areas where truck and bus drivers could lose track of the smaller vehicles driving around them. The State Patrol also says that a good rule of thumb for staying out of a larger vehicle's blind spot is to look for the driver of the truck or bus in their rearview or side mirrors. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. The town of Thornapple in Rusk County has lost its appeal of a federal court decision requiring it to provide access to an electronic voting machine. A preliminary injunction was issued against the town in the fall after it failed to provide an accessible voting machine to residents in two elections. A lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice argued that the decision to remove the machines was a violation of the Help America Vote Act. On Monday, the federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling requiring that the town use the voting machines. The Town of Hayward Board voted in favor of holding a public hearing for community input on how to fulfill the town's law enforcement needs. Town officials say the decision revolves around weighing the cost of a police department against the needs of the community. Some argued the size and population of the town would make it difficult for just one officer to cover, and they didn't need a full-time officer to enforce ordinances. Others argued that cost should not be a factor in the decision because not having adequate police coverage would be a mistake. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with a fall feel today and high temperatures only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow we'll have the same thing to start, but chances of showers and storms by late afternoon. Some rain could linger early Saturday and we warm things up for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, another state assembly rep is making an announcement seeking a spot in the state Senate. Find out which incumbent she's hoping to take out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
A traitor's grip, blood on his hands from a war he chose, 750,000 ghosts. Built on backs and salted skin, he fought to keep the horrors in. Not a hero, not a saint, he's the face of a rebel's hate. So how did Lee become their star? Waving flags in rebel bars, from whipping slaves to soldier cheers, they trade our truth. When facts are buried, lies live on. That's how Lee became a MAGA icon.
35 minutes past the hour. Contracts show millions of dollars and diverted disaster resources were used to build DeSantis' alligator Auschwitz. This is Hunter Walker writing over at Talking Points Memo. I put in the Auschwitz part. They call it alligator Alcatraz, which I, you know, it's just the phrase that the Trumps want you to use. But apparently, he says, resources allocated for the state's disaster preparedness apparatus were diverted to the site. And as DeSantis's office used emergency powers to quickly establish the camp, and this is back in 2023, DeSantis declared an emergency in Florida because too many immigrants were coming in. Right? Too many brown people in this state. And he's using that emergency power. He used that emergency power to issue these basically kind of no-bid contracts, some of them to major donors. And TPM notes it's causing a shortfall that needs to be addressed during the ongoing hurricane season. Yeah, along with deep concerns about transparency. The Florida State Democratic Party has filed a formal records request with the governor's office. So far, Nikki Fried, the chairman of the State Democratic Party, says this is a human rights crisis and says DeSantis is, quote, abusing emergency powers to hand out no-bid contracts to political donors. Kind of tells you everything you need to know, right? So what say you about the news of the day here? Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I missed you. And congratulations on your new book about to come out. That's great.
Thank you.
I think it is time that we have lawsuits against Kristi Noem and Thomas Holm, maybe, from the border czar. Mm-hmm. Possibly arrest them. The murders of five migrants died at that Florida concentration camp. Five people have already died. And those families, I think we deserve a class action lawsuit. Mm. And Kristi Noem needs to go down. The border, Thomas, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And yesterday I wanted to respond to a caller. Paul said people need to get arrested. And one of my favorite protests, I have a lot, I wanted to let him know they were arrested in three busloads. The grandmas went to Trump Tower and they had a sit-in protesting the bombing of Gaza. And they didn't budge, and the cops had to carry them out. And I was so proud of them. So we already have people getting arrested. But I would like to suggest, because I'm all about protests, we're going to have another protest on a Sunday and call it Bloody Sunday Protest on July 27th. And I'm going to try and get that out there. We need to protest really strong. We need to also protest in front of Supreme Court justices' homes and senators' homes and offices. We need to protest at the Capitol. We need to dress scary. We need to put red food coloring, make ourselves bloody. And one of the callers, when I called when Jefferson was there, Gabriella called afterwards, and she liked that idea. And she said, we dress as Ku Klux Klans with white robes and hoods when we protest by the Supreme Court justices' homes. And I totally agree with her. And I think we take a poster, make it a cone so it fits on our head, and put the white sheet over. They won't even know who we are. We need to be scary.
Yeah.
This is insane. I'm tempted to call congressmen and senators and tell them to start. Like, one Halloween, I wore blue, I bruised myself on my face, blue makeup for bruises, and I was bloody, I was scary. Mm-hmm. And people actually liked it. But I think we let them know what they're doing to us. Yeah. And congressmen and senators, start putting a little blood on, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing to us.
Well, Cory Booker all but did that this morning in that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. I don't know if you caught that, but he just peeled the bark off Chuck Grassley. So I don't know why you're doing this. You're a good man. Has Trump terrified you? What did he say to you in that phone call?
I mean, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got to get really strong.
I'm with you. So, I'm with you. Jessica, great
rant. You for your show. You guys are so good.
Well, thank you.
And Louise is so good with her songs. Yeah. Excellent.
Well, thank you, Jessica. And have a great afternoon. And thank you so much for the call. Lily in Sacramento. Hey, Lily, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
We really don't have much of a voice in this society, do we?
It seems.
And that's really unfortunate since they bought everything up, so they have the money. What I'd like to talk about is, you know, I hear a lot, well, this doesn't make sense or that doesn't make sense. The only scenario that I can come up with where it does make sense is pretty dark, but it seems to be that that's where we're heading. And
that is? You're talking about making sense out of why Trump and the Republicans around him are gutting America, basically.
Yes, basically what's been happening ever since they decided that they didn't want people to have power back in the 70s and basically destroyed the middle class to have control. And we've basically been dealing with this ever since. And they just keep ratcheting down and ratcheting down.
So what's your theory about why they're doing it?
Well, they don't need us anymore.
Uh-huh.
They can make money. They can make money in other parts of the globe.
Yeah, and they're building robots and doing
basically,
AI.
Yeah, basically how they're functioning is like a hedge fund manager that goes into a company and just... you know, just grabs as much money out of it as they possibly can and kills it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And also, too, they don't want us around. They want to kill us because we have rules and regulations that are in their way of making as much money globally as they possibly can.
Yeah.
So they want to kill us.
Well, I'm skeptical of that, Lily, because, you know, 70 some odd percent of the entire economy is consumer spending, and that's us.
But if they don't need us anymore,
I don't think it's about us. I think it's about democracy. I think they've decided that democracy is not a good system for them, that they'd rather have oligarchy,
exactly.
They'd rather have something like Putin's Russia. And, you know, they don't realize the costs of that.
But it all goes together. It all goes together.
Yeah. And I think that's why Trump loves Putin. I think it's that he wants to become Putin when he grows up.
Oh, he totally does. He totally does. Because basically they have a stealth economy where the creme de la creme goes to the top and nobody really knows.
Yeah, the best
going
estimate
on.
Is that it's 15% in Hungary and 20% in Russia of the total GDP of those countries is being skimmed off by Orban and Putin and their close friends.
That's absolutely right. And that's exactly what Trump wants because, it's all about the money.
There you go.
Money and power.
There you go. Lily, I got to move along, but thank you. A great contribution to the conversation. Thank you. Jan in Farmington, New Mexico. Hey, Jan, what's up?
What's up is I think that the MAGA people are upset because they have been told for years that when that Epstein file comes out, that all the people that are doing the raping are Democrats. Rich Democrats.
Right. They've always believed it was Bill Clinton and Bill Gates, period.
That's right. And they don't care that these children are being raped. They don't. They want the Democrats that they've been told are at the top. Like those people that believe that Hillary Clinton was in the basement of a pizza parlor right. in New Jersey.
Right, draining blood out of children to extract the adrenochrome to get high.
Exactly. Have a good day, sir. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you very much, Jan. Very nice to hear from you. And yeah, this is these guys, they milked this kind of QAnon, bizarre Pizzagate stuff now for, a decade and a half? And now it's blowing up in their faces. You know, you ride the tiger, good luck getting off. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. And hey, today is the 17th. Get out there. Good trouble. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Lena's Bar & Pines Resort & Bar on the Lake is bringing a Civic Media Northwoods Summer Road Tour to downtown Butternut on Thursday, July 17th. Network hosts will be live on the air broadcasting their shows and sharing the history of Butternut on the Civic Media Network. Listen live on a free Civic Media app. Lena's is your dinner destination and title sponsor of the tour, providing lodging and a pontoon ride for the crew. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, weekends at 11:30. Enjoy handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and great nightly specials. Delivery Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your stay now at lenasbarandpines.net.
Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swing and a bouncer hit the third. Double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one. The first to double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The buzz of the North.
Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is good. Off the top of the wall and out of here.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The buzz of the North.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the city of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the city of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. I have a friend who has to wear a CPAP mask at night. He tells me it's no fun at all. You know, these masks with the hoses strapped to your face all night? Without them, breathing is disrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia and stroke and heart disease and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. And so now is the time to stop snoring. And I got to tell you, this works. One of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPA, ZYPPAH. ZPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as your first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPA was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. And with over 500,000 units sold, ZPA is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. No good. CPAP, ZPA, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. At ZYPPAH, ZPA.com and use the promo code SNORE.
My hands tired and old. The promise of a nation carved deep in stone feels like it's cracking, like we're losing.
If you are, and you're listening in on, actually, if you've got a smartphone, it's easy to find our stream or listen to on SiriusXM's app or the Tom Hartman app for that matter, and call into the program and let us know how the protest is going where you are, because I'm not sure that much has started here on the West Coast, but geez, it's well after noon on the East Coast. So, picking up your calls here, Lynn in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Virginia's having elections this year again.
Yep.
As I mentioned to your answering person is the key to Democratic Party success. Focus on the person, P-I-E, pie, because 3.14 in numeral numbers. And, you know, I'm sorry I'm walking. I'm so excited I got through. But that's our key, okay? The person has no gender, anything. You know what I mean?
I don't understand what you're saying.
In the Constitution, 3 points apart person, and then after the 14th Amendment, just where the identity politics have hurt us.
Okay, I get it, Lynn. Lynn, thanks for the call. John in St. Pierce, Florida. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, that's Fort Pierce.
Oh, Fort Pierce, I'm sorry.
No problem.
This, you know, in relation to what you're saying is what I don't think the Republicans think there's going to be another fair election. All right. And of course, that has a lot to do with their plans to gerrymander as much as possible. And what I don't understand is if Democrats want to really fight back, why don't Democratic controlled states gerrymander too?
I agree with you.
Okay.
California, they put into place this, you know, nonpartisan commission, and they drew these really nice boundaries, and the result was that the Republicans picked up a couple of seats that they didn't have when California was gerrymandered. You know, on the other hand, Illinois is fairly heavily gerrymandered, and it works well for them. I think that as long as Republicans are gerrymandering states, and now they're using computers to do it with such surgical precision, it's down to block by block, you know. Democrats need to be doing the same thing, in my opinion. And I also think that Democrats need to be caging. They need to be sending postcards into Republican-controlled areas. And, you know, postcards that say, if you don't send this back, you're going to be knocked off the voting rolls. And you know, let's fight fire with fire here.
I have one more other point. I listened to, Republican congressmen and senators before this big, ridiculous bill. And, they're all making the case about how the Congressional Budget Office does not account for dynamic scoring. Okay. Now, my question to you, I've always assumed that every large tax cut since Reagan has resulted in astronomical increase in the deficit.
Which is true.
Is there any evidence in the history of the modern world that supply side or trickle down has ever led to lower deficits?
No, none. When Reagan came into office, the deficit of the United States had been paid down to a mere $800 billion, eight-tenths of
under
one.
Carter, yeah.
Under $1 trillion, less than $1 trillion.
Right.
And it had been, they'd been steadily paying it off ever since World War II. And when Reagan left office, it was $2.4 trillion. So he tripled or quadrupled, eight into 24, three times, yeah. He tripled the national debt in his 8 years. And it's just been, off to the races ever since. There is, you can make a case that if you cut taxes on working class people, you will see a slight bump in the economy because they will have a little more money to spend. The problem is their employers will then begin reducing their wages because they know that the take-home pay has been increased. So that's a very temporary thing. And the other problem is that, the average working person only gets a very tiny slice of these big tax cuts. So, and when you give tax cuts to rich people, it doesn't goose the economy at all. It just gives them more money to toss in their money bins.
It gets left in. When pundits and people I respect on MSNBC and CNN, when they interview these Republican legislators, they don't come back with this.
I know.
They let it hang.
It's because they want them to keep coming back on the show. That's one of the luxuries that I have. I don't care if I have guests. I can do a good show without them. I don't need legislators or, frankly, anybody else to do a program, I don't think. We try to get good people on, but, we're not like that. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com.
Big thank you to everyone who helped bring the Civic Media Network Northwoods Road Tour to Butternut, Wisconsin. Civic Media Network hosts are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in downtown Butternut. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, The Filling Station, Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Village Pit Stop, Northern State Bank and Harv and Ben's Empty Pockets, and the Northern Lights Inn. And a special thank you to Lena's Northern Pines, our title sponsor, providing a cozy cabin for the Civic Media crew.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House is expected to take up a vote on the Senate amended bill that cuts funding to foreign aid and COPE programs, including public broadcasting. ABC's Jay O'Brien says despite the changes, this bill faces a good chance to pass.
It's unclear the level of support that it has. I've talked to some hardline House Republicans who typically are spending hawks, who typically would be sticks in the mud with any kind of bill that was rewritten by the Senate, who say, in general, they seem okay with this language because in broad, it's $9 billion plus worth of cuts.
Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June, that after declining 0.9% in May. That according to the Commerce Department's latest data. Clothing and accessory sales rose while health and personal care sales rose 0.5%. It's data that could point to Americans buying for school season or stocking up due to tariff concerns. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.